The waiter had just set a plate of black bass and Barolo sauce before her, and she was looking down at it with a dreamy expression. The fish was wrapped in translucent slices of potato that hugged it like a second skin. She reached out with the tines of her fork and watched, rapt, as the crisp potato coat shattered to reveal the soft, creamy flesh underneath.
"Claudia," said Molly sharply,
"you of all people should understand the importance of theater. The food may be good, but the service has been so bad that the evening is destroyed."
"I beg your pardon," said Claudia, setting the fish resolutely aside. "You are quite right."
"I did not come here simply to eat," Molly went on in her slow, serious voice. "I came here for glamour. I'm willing to pay for the privilege of feeling rich and important for a few small hours. Is that too much to ask? I've come here looking for a dream, and it's turned into a nightmare. I feel frumpy and powerless. I may be nobody, but I don't like paying to be humiliated. It isn't right." Claudia was looking at me with a kind of wonder. I was surprised myself. Where had that speech come from? Who was this woman?